Well, it's day in Canberra. Alice Workman is the Parliament House Bureau Chief for BuzzFeed News, our regular Friday political commentator. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Hamish.
You listened to that interview. Obviously, there's a lot of decisions to be made, but the government seems at least open-minded about, or to some degree open-minded about the possibility of discussing a treaty.
Absolutely. I think that that's what the minister was trying to say in his maybe convoluted answers to towards you this morning. But I think that they're definitely open to it and is one of the many different options that they are looking at.
So, Alice, the federal government, on other matters, has agreed to waive former Family First Senator Bob Day's $464,000 debt after receiving advice that he may not be able to repay the money. Now, that kind of waiver has been allowed before. It's not all that unusual, but obviously this stands in stark contrast to the so-called robo-debt recovery process the government's been using to chase down welfare debts. We've talked about it a lot on RN Breakfast. How does that kind of decision to deal with a senator so differently to the rest of us sort of look for the government?
I think that it will cause a lot of anger amongst the public, the fact that they're wiping it's estimated that it's going to be just under $500,000, which is a lot of money, but it represents the time that Bob Day has spent serving as a senator since 2016. The Deputy PM, Barnaby Joy, said yesterday that, well, he turned up to work and did his job and voted in the Senate, so he earned the money while he was there, and it's common sense to waive his debts. But you're right, we heard last week in the Senate inquiry into the robo-debt scandal that debts as small as $20 were passed on to external debt collectors. So if the government is hounding people for $20, it's probably going to upset a lot of people that they're waiving a nearly $500,000 debt for a senator who was found to have done the wrong thing.
In Queensland, we don't yet have a date for the election there, but you've heard it could be as early as October, and there's some early polling out.
There is some early polling out. So the two-party preferred, if an election was held today, is looking at 50-50, and they've been hovering around 49-51, 50-50 since August last year. But most interestingly, the One Nation polling has dropped from 23% in February this year down to just over 16. So that is a big drop for One Nation, and obviously they've had a pretty tumultuous week here in Canberra. Even one of their own senators came out, the new senator who replaced Rodney Carlton in WA, Peter Gregoriou, has come out and said that he doesn't necessarily agree with all of the party's policies. So this is just another factor for One Nation to consider in their bow of diminishing arrows.
Yeah. Liberal MP Trent Zimmerman, one of the newer members of Parliament, has spoken out about Indonesia's lashings of gay men. We've been talking about it here on Breakfast. What did he have to say, and does he want some action taken?
Yeah, so he's come out and said that it's cruel and sickening, which is a lot stronger than our Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has said when she's been asked about it. He's said that our friendship with Indonesia has been strengthened by the perception that they're a country that is as democratic as democratic as Australia, and they're a moderate Islamic nation. And he said, you know, this week's events show that that isn't the case, and that maybe we should reconsider our relationship with Indonesia on the back of it. He said that nothing should absolve the government of its obligations for basic human rights, and that Australia should be considering some kind of action in response. He doesn't go as far as the crossbench Senator Darren Hinch, who said that maybe we should cut our foreign aid to Indonesia. He definitely doesn't go that far, but says that we can't stand by and ignore the inhumane treatment of the men. So that's definitely a stronger status than Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, who was very careful with her words, because obviously our relationship with Indonesia is sometimes a precarious situation.
All right, Alice, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to chat. Have a good Friday.
Thanks, Hamish.
Alice Workman is the Parliament House Bureau Chief for BuzzFeed News.